This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. Happy Marconi Day, or how a bunch of drunk engineers gave birth to broadcasting. Back in 1920, the government, and certainly the Postmaster General, did not want spoken radio. They thought they could make lots of money selling frequencies for commercial Morse code use. Things never seem to change, do they? In 1920, when the Daily Mail and the Marconi Company of Chelmsford broadcast the first advertised radio performance featuring the famous opera singer Dame Nellie Melba, it was a great success. Too successful. It worried the government of the time so much that they refused to give out another license for 2 years. So it was in 1922 that finally a license was given to the Radio Society of Great Britain to transmit experimental radio broadcasts rather than Morse code. The Marconi Company provided the equipment, and the engineer in charge at that time was Peter Eckersley.
I happened to be in the Marconi Company at the time, and we inhabited a place called Rittle, a hut. Long, low hut, full of long, low people. And we had a wireless transmitter, and we were eventually appointed by the Radio Society of Great Britain to do this thing called broadcasting. We had to talk into this thing and give them signals. It's very formal, mark you, but we went ahead nevertheless, and that's how probably the first regular broadcasting station in Britain ever started. We were half an hour a week, every Tuesday. And we just broadcast, that's all. At first of all, it was terribly formal. The man picked up the microphone and said, "Hello, CQ, this is 2M a Tock Rittle calling. And we will now play you a gramophone record."
So it was awfully dull. Until the evening, when Peter himself, fortified by a trip to the local pub and with the help of the publican's piano, changed those formal broadcasts into something very different.
But one day, it seemed to me to be rather fun to pick up the microphone. We went to the local and we had some dinner. And I started to broadcast. And we went on and we talked, and at least I talked, and we sang and we played the fool and so on. And I think that was the first broadcasting ever in Britain.
And so it was, from a small wooden hut in a village just outside Chelmsford in the United Kingdom, that regular broadcasting began. The Marconi Company were at first horrified by Peter's drunken antics, but then the post arrived. Hundreds of letters asking them
to do it again.
And
did they have any picture postcards of themselves?
And
could they request a gramophone record to be played?
Happy Marconi Day. And thanks to David Lloyd's Radio Moments for the audio used in this podcast. This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.